This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Bree Zender. The city of Paso Robles is considering purchasing the El Paso de Robles Youth Correctional Facility property. The land hasn't been in use since 2008 and is still owned by the state. Lindsay Holden is a reporter for the San Luis Obispo Tribune and has been covering this for them. Thanks for coming in, Lindsay.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me about the history of this property.
So basically, it was a youth correctional facility for quite a while, and then in 2008 it closed due to like kind of a lot of things. There were budget cuts and their kind of shift in how they treated youth correctional policy, and so they moved all the kids out and closed the facility. It's a 155 acre facility, so it has everything, you know, kitchen, dorms, the whole shebang. And so, you know, the state has held on to it since then and hasn't really found a use for it. There have been a lot of different things. They proposed using it as an adult prison, a reentry program, and like a fire camp where they could train prisoners, but none of that really came to fruition.
So it's been sitting for almost 10 years just empty?
Yeah, and there is actually a Cal Fire substation on 16 acres of the property, which is going to stay pretty much no matter what.
And so what's the city proposing to do with this property?
So they kind of want to turn it into a multi-use complex, all to be used for public programs. So some of the ideas that have been floated include like using the school district, using part of it for educational programming and for like recreational facilities, and maybe using part of it for farm worker housing or homeless transitional housing, and then maybe having like an ethanol waste recycling kind of plant. So lots of different creative ideas.
Do you know why the state hasn't done anything permanent to the property yet?
I think it's just has a lot to do with cost. They'd have to renovate the property a lot. For instance, when they floated the idea of an adult prison, the prison is set up for younger offenders, so they'd have to redo a lot of it, and that would just cost a lot of money. And then they also did prison realignment with Proposition 47 when they sent a bunch of inmates to jail instead of prison. So priorities kind of changed. I think that had a lot to do with it.
And it already costs a lot to just maintain as it is right now, right?
Yeah, it costs at least $700,000 a year just to maintain it, to keep it from falling apart, security, all of that.
So where's the city of Paso Robles? Where are they at right now?
So Mayor Steve Martin and Councilman Steve Gregory, they're going to present some ideas to the rest of the city council on Tuesday. They're meeting on Tuesday, and they need to get the go-ahead from the rest of the council to direct staff to kind of start working on this idea. Mm-hmm. And then Mayor Martin is going to a California League of Cities conference in Sacramento later in the week, so he was going to talk to some state officials at that time.
So it's kind of just thoughts right now, nothing official?
Yeah, this is very much in the conceptual stage. It hasn't gone that far yet, but they're hopeful.
Do you think it's going to become official soon?
Well, I'm not sure. It is a very ambitious plan, and I've talked to everyone about that. You know, this property has sat vacant for 10 years, and a lot of different ideas have been floated, and so I really don't know. We'll have to see. You know, the possibilities are exciting, though.
Lindsay Holden is a reporter for the San Luis Obispo Tribune. Thanks for joining us today, Lindsay.
Thanks for having me.
Bree Zender, KCBX News.